It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, coming up Friday night on Netflix, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I'll start with this. Are you going to watch?
Yes.
Kang, are you going to watch?
Reluctantly, yeah, I'm going to watch.
Why do you not want to watch?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why I don't want to watch. I don't like supporting anything the Paul brothers do, personally. There That's me. Secondly, I don't want to see a legend like this go out like this, because this is not going to be good for Mike Tyson. He's 58 years old, and I just don't... This is cruel, actually, almost, in a way. Like, he should not be stepping in a ring against a 27-year-old who's probably in the peak physical condition of his life. He was actually decent at boxing, by the way. I don't care how you feel about him. And you're putting in an old man who almost died while he's just sitting on an airplane like 6 months ago. That's why I don't want to watch. I'm sorry. I don't want that.
No, I understand that there's a real... Like, the reason I wouldn't want to... Very much the same. I don't want to support what these guys do.
These like YouTubers.
Or yeah, whatever. I'm not a fan of either one of them. And the other thing is, I don't want to see Tyson lose and embarrass himself. And yet, I think there's a better chance that he doesn't. So if he doesn't embarrass himself, I feel like maybe he knocks the crap out of this guy, and then he's done.
Okay, can we start with this? Should it be acknowledged in any way that this whole thing could be scripted? That this is as much a wrestling match as it is a boxing event?
I don't think so. They've changed. I mean, there's rules that have changed. There were the 2-minute rounds. I don't know how many rounds are they going, Kang? Are they going 8 or 10? But they're 2-minute rounds. I certainly hope that that's not the case.
But you can't put it past them, right?
I don't know. Is the other bouts been scripted?
I don't think so.
This one's going to be.
Has Jake Paul, has he ever fought a fighter? Like a real professional boxer? I don't know. I'm asking.
Guys that have had professional bouts, yes. He lost to one, actually, Fury's brother. But they're not like legit contenders or anything like that.
No, he's fought MMA fighters that aren't boxers.
Old MMA
and old
fighters.
Guys, guys that are well past their prime in MMA, and then they're just, trying to box or whatever.
He's had a couple fights against guys that had some professional bouts.
Apparently, after this fight, he wants to... Was it Canelo Alvarez he wants to fight?
Yeah. Canelo Alvarez. Would knock his head off. But anyways, yeah. Now, that's not even... That's more than a legit boxer. That's the boxer.
I have Netflix, so I have access to this. And I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not. It basically, if I remember to, I might flip it on.
You know what? Part of me, now that we're talking this out, maybe I'm more inclined not to watch it and just find out what the result is. And if the result is what I want it to be, then I'll go back and watch it. Like, if I know Tyson knocks him out, you're damn right I'm going to go watch it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But if I find out that Tyson loses,
you don't want to watch that.
I don't want to see it. So maybe I go into it without watching it tomorrow night. I don't want to see that live. But I'll watch it afterwards if I know that Tyson wins.
Do you think? I don't know even how to describe how this fight, how to measure how it will do. It's on Netflix. So how do you measure? Will they be able to know how many people
I'm sure they'll
streamed
be able
it?
To know,
will
yeah.
they be able to know how many people streamed it? But they're not. This isn't the typical way that fights are done. Like, it's not a pay per view. It's
no, but I mean, like anyone, Netflix will let you know what their top viewed shows are. They know.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll absolutely know what this one is.
But I guess we have nothing to compare it to. Has there ever been a fight streamed on Netflix before?
I don't think so. But is Netflix where the Tom Brady roast was?
Yes.
And we know how well that did, correct?
Yeah, they'll have numbers on this for sure.
Yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. Are you watching? If so, why? If not, why not? And what do you think is going to happen? Kang is dreadfully fearful that Tyson's going to get killed here. Not literally, but that it's not going to go well for Mike Tyson. And I don't know that there's anybody. I mean, there might be people because I know Tyson's a polarizing figure, but do you think there's a big Jake Paul audience out there rooting for him?
I think there is. I don't know how big it is, but there is definitely a Jake Paul audience out there. And there are plenty of people out there that don't like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. 248-539-9797-971, the ticket. That's from the promo promoting the Tyson-Jake Paul fight coming up tomorrow night on Netflix. A lot of feedback coming in on this. I don't want to see Mike Tyson get just crushed here. Like, and Kang, you're convinced it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see how this ends well for Mike Tyson. It's unfortunate if you're a Tyson fan.
Well, let me ask you a question. If it does end well for Mike, do you think that it's scripted?
No, Jake Paul wouldn't embarrass himself on purpose.
Okay.
You know, like, he's not going to...
He's a fighter.
Yeah, as a fighter. I mean, I'm not talking about the YouTube, you know, stuff.
He embarrasses himself
that's
all the time. Yeah,
but yeah. No, I think he's moved on to that. He's a decent fighter. I got to give him respect for that. And if he wants some legitimacy, yeah, work your way up, you know, through the ranks a little bit, you know, instead of fighting all these old timers.
Are you going to be watching the real fight on Saturday night?
Yeah, another couple old timers, but yes, I'll be watching that one as well.
I mean, not nearly as old.
No, not 58 years old. No. But
John Bones Jones and Stipe Miocic.
Yes, I'll watch those two. I think, Doug, it depends. If your kid wants to watch it, I think you're all in. Like, you're in with, like, you know, spending time with your son as much as you can. And
with John Paul Jones and Stipe Miocic?
No. the Tyson fight.
Oh, okay.
Like, if he says, Dad, let's watch it.
Probably. Stoney in Ortonville, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Stoney.
Hey, guys. I am for sure going to watch that fight. And the reason being is because I've been lucky enough in my lifetime to see Tiger Woods, the greatest of all time golfers, Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time basketball player, and then Barry Sanders, arguably the greatest running back. So to see Mike Tyson fight in my lifetime and all them greats, I am going to watch it, but I do think it's a PR thing. I think it's going to be, it's going to go the distance all the way. That way, Mike Tyson can say he's undefeated, and Jake Paul can say he went the distance with a legend.
So wait, you think Tyson's going to win on a decision?
Yes.
Interesting.
How many times has Tyson won in his career on a decision?
He can't say he's undefeated because he's not.
No, he's lost plenty, actually. Towards the end of his career, he was always losing.
Well, Tyson could say he still has it, you know?
Well, that's true, and that would imply that the fix is in.
I think the real script would be if it goes to decision and Paul wins. And Tyson can say, dude, I lasted, you know, the whole fight with a 27-year-old. I'm still good. And Paul says, hey, I beat a legend.
If this thing goes the distance, I tend to agree, because then it sets up a rematch. Like, I don't want that.
Well, aren't these two also, are these two friends?
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings it in under even more suspicion.
Well, I mean, you would think it's easier to fight somebody you're not friends with. You can muster up an honest hatred, I suppose.
But they're going to make money off this.
Oh, yeah.
And so, why should we trust this? Just to be clear, these aren't questions. I don't know anything about the fight game. You guys do, so I'm asking you. Why should we trust this?
Well, Gator, you know this. The fight game in general is already dirty.
Yeah,
like quote-unquote legit fights, right? When judges...
Anytime you get judges involved, yeah. The possibility of it being tainted is mm-hmm. there.
Yes.
People see things from different angles, and they're going to score it different ways, and it's always tough. That's why I hope this thing ends in a knockout. Just, you know, I want Tyson to win in a knockout because I can't stand Jake Paul, but be decisive. Let's not have a rematch. You know, and unless we see, like, the most amazing fight, if we see, you know, Hagler Hearns all over again, but it's for 8 full rounds or whatever this fight is, I don't want to see a rematch with these guys. In fact, I don't want to see Jake Paul, period.
But a rematch would mean, like, what, Tyson's going to be 60 when they fight again? You know, like, he's 58 right now.
He doesn't need to.
No.
Let's go to Jake. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jake.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
There is no way Mike Tyson's going to take a loss on his very last fight. Like Kang just said, he's going to be 60 for the rematch. Like, come on. This is going to be his last fight. He's going to knock him out. I think it's going to be a good fight. Jake Paul's a good fighter. You can't take that away from him. But look at Mike's legend, you know, his history. And I don't know if you guys seen the documentary there leading up to the fight on Netflix there. But have you seen this guy's punches compared to Jake Paul? Like, they are deadly.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Jake. Are you saying there's no way he's going to lose because he's too good? Or are you saying there's no way he's going to lose because that's how they're going to script it?
I don't think this fight's going to be scripted. I think people are just talking. There's no way it's going to be scripted. I don't think Mike Tyson's that type of guy. Jake Paul is, you know, based on his YouTube history. But it's a combination of his background, who he's fought, the legends he's fought in the past, and just the way he's training. You could just tell the guy's a beast and he's ready to go.
Can't training videos be wildly misleading?
Yes. When you're watching 15 seconds at a time over hours of a training session?
I mean, did he run to the top of those stairs in Philly and jump around? And, you know, was Rocky playing in the background?
Did he train in Siberia?
It's a TV show, man. You're going with the TV show to determine that he's in better shape than Jake Paul.
No, you can't use that. And the point of those promotional videos and trailers is to make it seem like it's, hey, this is 50-50. Both guys are looking great. This is going to be an awesome fight, excitement. And that's the purpose of those, you know, those, whether it's Hard Knocks or 24/7 or, you know, the lead up to the fights, countdowns, that's what they were supposed to do.
Look, there's no way he's in better shape than Jake Paul.
No.
I mean, he's almost 30 years older, so there's no way he's in better shape. But I did catch, looking at my phone the other day, I caught a clip of an old George Foreman fight in his latter years. And Foreman's in his 40s at the time. And just toying around with some heavyweight, and eventually they stop the fight. And Foreman's barely moving around the ring, but he doesn't have to because he's got the power. Please tell me Tyson still has that. But this is Foreman when Foreman is still like 15 years younger than Mike Tyson is now.
I don't doubt Tyson's in good shape for a 58-year-old.
You're right.
That's not my, you know, my question. He's fighting a 27-year-old who's in the prime of his...
Is the last thing to go for a fighter, though, is the last thing to go is your power? Can he still have blunt force trauma with these hurt bombs he's got?
Just summon those hands, right?
Yeah.
I hope he's got something, man. I hope he can connect one time.
Just one time.
Yeah, that's all it takes, right? I hope he's got enough in there.
Just
put him to sleep with one punch. Huh?
Please.
That's the hope.
Please, just end it.
Matt in Hazel Park, you're on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Matt.
What's up? I'm a big Tyson fan. I would say the odds are about 60-40 in Jake Paul's favor, but I'm a Tyson fan, so I expect Tyson to win. And I asked Kenny, if someone offers you $20 million to fight Tyson, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah. The question is, my only concern was would I be alive? Are they wearing headgear in this fight?
No, they're not supposed to be.
Okay.
Look, yeah, you spend, you know, a $1.5 million on, you know, reconstruction, you still got money.
Doug, you can get those hair plugs you always wanted.
Yeah, you can spend a whole lot of time.
You don't even have to go to Turkey. You
can
do it here in America.
You can afford it here, yeah.
I probably would, and may I survive the fight and live to get my kids, take care of my family.
Well, allegedly, Tyson's getting $20 million to fight Jake Paul. It's been a
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For this fight. So, I mean, they're both making a lot of money on this.
Fight.
Yes.
Put fight in quotation marks here. Is this really a fight? Is a boxing fan think this is really a fight?
No, not the purists.
Well,
not the elite boxing fan.
It's not the same thing. But I mean, but go back and watch like the there was a lot of people were questioning Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Was that really going to be a fight? That was actually an entertaining fight.
That was entertaining.
It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. At best, can this be that?
I hope so. I hope it's not. Oh my gosh, there's a senior citizen in there just trying to survive rounds, you know? We don't want to see that.
I hope this is like a scene from that movie where you see, you know, the young guy shooting his mouth off at the bar and the old guy steps up and says, hey, can you keep it down over here? And what are you going to do about it, old man? And then, you know, old man knocks his ass out, you know, and it's like Robert Duvall just beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar or something, you know? I hope it's that. I hope that's the version.
Gator, bless your heart.
I feel like we're going to know all we need to know from the stare down.
You mean when today?
When they're in the ring.
Oh, right before.
Right before, because Tyson's stare downs. You could see there was a switch that was flipped when he was ready to fight.
I'll say this: Mike Tyson's done this so many times, and he's such a mentally psychopath when it comes to fighting. Like he's not scared of Jake Paul. Don't think his skills are there anymore. I don't think his mind is going to tell his body to do things that it's not going to be able to do anymore. It can't react as fast as it used to.
But if you're Jake Paul, you still have. I mean, you've got respect for Tyson as a fighter. Mm-hmm. You know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be part of you that when you step in the ring, and if you see Tyson giving you that stare back. Oh, crap. What did I just
do? Yeah. I'm hoping Jake Paul turns into Ron Holland with the game on the line at the free throw line, okay? I'm hoping his
too
sweaty
soon.
Palms.
Wow.
I'm hoping.
Palms are sweaty?
Yeah. I'm hoping he steps in there and goes, oh, my God.
That's some of mom's spaghetti. And
could you imagine the pressure Ron Holland would have felt last night if it were a cup game?
Thank God it wasn't a cup game. He would have airballed it for sure.
Or if Mike Tyson was staring at him. It's been a
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.